حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ سیز جس کے جلوے سے مرجھائی کلیاں کھلیں، جس کے جلوے سے مرجھائی کلیاں کھلیں، اس گلے پاک منبت پہ لاکھوں سلام. سبحان اللہ. حضرت علی رحمت الرحمن is writing with whose vision dried flowers came back to life. Allahu Akbar. Upon the pure blossomed flower, a multitude of salam. This is the blessed vision of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. With whose vision? Dried flowers come back to life. Upon that pure blossomed flower, a multitude of salam. Respected viewers, Allah Azza wa Jal made the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the complete manifestation of his absolute beauty. Alongside his batini beauty, perfections and ranks, the apparent beauty with which he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was bestowed has no parallel at all. Indeed, all beauty and splendor is a bestowment from his court. Allahu Akbar. Even the beauty of the Prophet Yusuf was just a fraction of his beauty sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beauty and splendor of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is proof of prophethood. In the verse of Nur, the Quran very elegantly revealed that even if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not announced his prophethood, on seeing his beauty, elegance, virtues and perfections, people would have realized that he was a prophet of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal states, whose oil would almost glow even if untouched by fire. Light upon light, Allah guides to his light whom he wills. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmat Rahman is talking about that blessed vision of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. When these dead flowers, they see, they come back to life, subhanallah, after looking at that. And the pure blossomed flower is the Zat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Upon him, multitude of salam. Jiske jalwe se murjhai, kaliyan khilein, us gulay paaki mambat pe laakho salam. Further, Al-Hazrat writes, Ta'irani Qudus, jiski hain kumriyan, Ta'irani Qudus, jiski hain kumriyan, us sahi sarwe qamat pe laakho salam. Subhanallah. The holy angels that circle it like birds upon the straight tree-like structure, a multitude of salam. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Sharon, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh is saying the holy angels that circle it like birds. Allahu Akbar. The beautiful angels of Quds, Jannah, they circle like birds around this beautiful personality of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He sends multitude of salam. This couplet mentions his stature's grace, miraculous nature, acclaimed beauty and proportionality. The creator of the universe, Azza wa Jal, blessed his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such a proportionate nature that from every angle, Allahu Akbar, it was always found to be flawless and perfect. When standing by himself, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would appear to be of normal height. But when standing among a group of companions, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would appear to be taller than all of them. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Bara describes the splendor of his beautiful stature. I did not see anyone's stature more beautiful in red clothes than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hind bin Abi Hala describes the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's stature in following way. The whole of Prophet's body was perfectly proportionate. All his bodily parts were perfect, even though there was flesh on his body. His sallallahu alaihi wasallam's stature was, while always being in proportion, long, and it was neither short nor too fat or thin. This is the beauty, subhanallah, mentioned Shama'il Tirmidhi. Subhanallah. The Prophet's body was the perfect masterpiece of proportionality. His each and every visible aspect would appear attractive and captivating. Subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be center of attention in every gathering, and all eyes would be consumed by the grace and beauty of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's elegant stature. Sayyiduna Bara bin Azib describes the beauty of the graceful stature of Allah's masterpiece sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was adequate height, neither too short nor too tall. Sayyiduna Ali would describe Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's stature in the following way. He was not too tall or too short, but was of normal height. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the beauty of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. And again, talking about the beauty of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is mentioning Ta'irani Qudus, jiski hain qumriyan, us sahi sarv qamat. Bilakhu salam, the holy angels that circle it like birds upon the straight tree-like structure, a multitude of salam. Let's include another couplet. Allah is writing, Wo karam ki ghata, gaisuwe mushk sa, wo karam ki ghata, gaisuwe mushk sa, lukkai abre rahmat bilakhu salam, laylatul qadr me, matla'il fajr haq, Mang ki istiqamat bilakhon salam. Subhanallah. Ala Zatari Rahmat Rahman is writing the dark overcast of benevolence, the musk-like hair. He is giving this beautiful comparison, subhanallah, the blessed hair of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam with the dark overcast of benevolence, the blessed hair of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. With the cloud, Allahu Akbar, the musk-like hair, guess way, mushk sa. And then he says, look, ay, abre rahmat bilakhon salam, upon the cloud of mercy, a multitude of salam. Then he says, the breaking of dawn from the night of Qadr, upon the center partnings, straightness, a multitude of salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is a beautiful couplet of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh in this beautiful salam. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmatul Rahman describing the intensity and fragrance of his blessed hair. How he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam combed it and its barakah. Only the Imam could have symbolized the darkness of the Prophet's hair as Laylatul Qadr, subhanallah, and the light emanating from the center partning as Matla'il Fajr, the rising of dawn. Ha, what a beautiful takhayyul, what an intellect Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh has, and how beautifully he brings the ayahs of Quran and he describes the beauty of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, the dark overcast of mercy, the musk-like hair. The Prophet's hair was not absolutely straight and firm, nor was it entirely curly. Rather, it was somewhere in between these two conditions. It was somewhat curled and coiled and could be termed wavy. These wavy locks were so dark and distinctive that anyone studying the statements of the companions cannot help but notice how these captivated companions had made his fragrant hair the subject of their discussions. Allahu Akbar. Whenever his blessed appearance was discussed, his blessed face and dark hair would always be mentioned. To satisfy our iman, we too will mention some of these narrations. Sayyidina Ali confirms the beauty of his blessed hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had beautiful hair. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas described the darkness of his hair. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair, beard were extremely dark. It has been mentioned the Prophet's hair was neither straight nor was it completely curly. Sayyidina Anas describes the beautiful brilliance and perfect suitability of his hair in the following words. The Prophet's hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was neither completely curled nor perfectly straight, but was between the two, subhanallah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla Rahmatul Rahman, how beautifully he describes the blessed hair of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, and how beautifully he compares with the cloud of mercy, subhanallah. And then he mentions the beauty of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, subhanallah. What a intellect, what a takhayyul. Ala Zat possesses, he says, Wo karam ki ghata, gaisuwe mushk sa, lukkai abre rahmat bilakhon salam, laylatul qadr me, matla'il fajr haq, mang ki استقامت بلاکھو سرا.
لیلۃ القدر میں مطلع الفجر حق مانگ کی استقامت پہ لاکھو سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھو سلام شمع بز میں ہدایت پہ لاکھو سلام شمع بز میں ہدایت پہ لاکھو سلام.